Now.
Now we're recording. Leave that in. Leave that 10 seconds of... It wasn't 10 seconds.
No, it was not 10 seconds.
It was like it was two. Fucking calm down, guys. It was 2 seconds. You're being really rude.
You're being rude because we already got on the phone and then I immediately started crying because I don't know how to handle my emotions.
So we're doing great. It's like we've been together forever, but also not at all.
Oh, Jesus.
We're apart again.
I know.
But are we ever really apart? You know what we need to do is get friendship bracelets or best friend necklaces.
Yes.
I'm honestly, first of all, how is this the first time we've discussed it?
I know.
We're in Chinatown.
We could have got matching best friend chopsticks.
For only $3,000.
They're embroidered in gold.
Can you embroider a chopstick?
I'm sure you can. I bet at that place.
I think when it's in, when like a wood or a metal is engraved, it's inlay. Is that correct?
Oh, I do not know. That's all. That is all you. Inlay?
Caller's calling.
Caller's calling.
Welcome to the Carpenter Hour, where we talk about the band of the Carpenters and carpentry.
And it goes together because if you have an eating disorder, if you're like just getting into eating disorders, Karen Carpenter died of anorexia, for those of you that don't know.
You clearly didn't grow up in the 90s because it was all the rage.
Yeah.
That was, well, don't you think that was weird?
What?
I feel like Karen Carpenter was like, when did she die? She died like in the 70s or 80s, right?
I think so, yeah. Because my stepdad went to high school with them.
Oh, really?
They grew up in Downey, California, I think. That was where my stepdad. He went to high school with the Carpenters.
Well,
and he said she was a fat bitch in high school.
She was disgusting. He was glad she died. Whoa.
Yeah. He's like, that fat bitch? Yeah, I just called her fat every day.
I feel like the last episode, meth class. We almost did no Googling.
Yeah. So
I'm Googling,
let's do
Karen
it.
Carpenter. Okay, look her up, guys.
Yeah, check it out.
But
see when she died.
Yeah, she died in 83. But there were like, well, maybe it was because like that was the era of the best daytime talk shows. So they like needed to talk about salacious things. But I remember like people talking about like anorexia and Karen Carpenter all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
All, like
for
a
some
lot.
Reason. That's, yeah.
Gosh, why did we develop eating disorders and body image issues? I don't, huh?
That's so weird.
Huh?
I callers call in. If we're the only
people
that,
do you have any theories?
Yeah, growing up in Orange County and just exclusively watching episodes of Donahue and Oprah where they talked about Karen Carpenter.
By the way, the way you said Donahue sounded like Donahue, like a woman's name. Which, like, that's the way it sounded. So our young listeners, and they're all young, yeah. All our listeners are barely legal, baby. Just
that's
a bunch
how...
of like high titted, tight bald, barely legal babes.
Yeah, they just got their first pubes coming in.
Okay, that's a little too barely legal. It's a little too barely legal. That's actually very barely legal.
Yeah. I like Donna Hugh would be, if that was a character, Donna Hugh would be like, it would be a combination of a daytime talk show host and
Karen Carpenter.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say I'm Bob Ross. So she does like, she brings guests in and they talk about serious things, but then also they're doing a painting at the same time. I think we could pull that off.
Wait. Agreed. I'm on board. We can be Donna Hugh.
Yeah. What did you just Google?
No, I same. Callers can hear, or callers can see, because this is a show that you watch with your eyes. Callers can see. I did not Google anything else. They did not hear the keyboard. They didn't hear one of these.
Clickety clack.
You know when you Google stuff and it's like, people also ask?
Yes.
The second one. Okay, again. Why do women, why did we have eating disorders? The second question, how did Karen Carpenter lose weight? What were some of Karen Carpenter's hot dieting tips? Jesus Christ, people. Come on.
What was Karen Carpenter's meal plan? What was her daily food intake?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was a chunky 90 pounds.
Ugh. Gross. Good thing I didn't eat breakfast yet.
I think she was thinner than 90 pounds when she died. How fat was she? Is that a good way to word it?
Yeah.
How fat was she when she died of anorexia?
Yeah.
Guys, I'm reading.
90 pounds is very thin.
Well, how tall was she?
Yeah, that was my follow-up
question. Because I was at my most on drugs. So I would say healthy and thin.
When I was my most on drugs, otherwise known as when I was at my hottest.
When I was in my best shape.
Right.
Yes, I would get winded walking upstairs. As if I was very, very morbidly obese or dying of cancer. But I looked fucking great. I was 98 pounds, and that was, like, way too skinny.
That's crazy.
But she must have been taller, because to look as thin as she... I mean, I still had, like, some fat in my face, which is the fucking problem. Which, guys, we're kidding about all of it. Please don't develop eating disorders. And if you have one, call in, and we'll talk to you about it. We'll give you tips.
That's body dysmorphia right there. I was 98 pounds, still had a fat face. Excuse me?
Oh, I thought I was like, I wouldn't wear a bathing suit. We have discussed this before. I look back on pictures. I'm like, I should have been walking around naked everywhere.
Yeah.
I should have been wearing fucking, it was the early 2000s, baby. Belly shirts.
They were in.
My fucking hip bone stuck out. I wore children's t-shirts. But that's because I was cool and like ska. So I wore like ironic.
Like Trix, the cereal. I just want to make people know I'm talking about the cereal and not like a magician.
Hey, it's me, Trix. Oh, you like spell it with an X like the cereal? No, I spell it regular.
I spell it regular. And also, where did this quarter come from?
You've been holding it in your hand the whole time. Trix. There's a bag of chocolate-covered caramel popcorn next to the bed right now.
Son of a bitch.
Speaking of eating disorders. That's the fun thing, too, is you can really... The great part about having a confusing relationship with food. And I made a post about my mom. Shout out to my dead mom, who I love very much. But my mom had a very... It makes sense how when you realize things about your parents, how you ended up the way you did. So my mother had a very confusing relationship with food. She was very chubby as a little kid, and then was very thin, and then had me and gained weight, and her whole life was very like up and down. Like my mom did like every diet and every fucking like Weight Watchers and all that. Like she loved Susan Powder. This episode is apparently sponsored to you by 90s daytime television.
90s infomercials.
No, she had like a talk show for a while.
Did she really?
Yes, because she was so popular.
I don't remember the talk show. I just remember an aggressive Q-tip of a woman.
Oh, she was. I like vividly remember my mom because my mom like had because she had like tapes and books. And then, yeah, she had her infomercial, but then she was like on all these talk shows because everybody just loved being yelled at.
Yeah, between her by and young Richard Ellen. Simmons. Yeah.
She looked like Ellen. Different...
She did, but like more makeup.
So beautiful.
Yeah, so... But she did... I just remember her like...
Like
having
a femme
really
Ellen.
Thick... Yeah, femme Ellen. Welcome back to... This is hosted by Donna Hugh and femme Ellen.
Oh... Why is this show not wildly popular? We've got it
That'll
all.
Be,
We've got it
that's
all.
The
eating disorders. That's about it.
But really, if you've got a good eating disorder, what else do you need?
Lots of medical care. I did speak. Okay, so yeah. So my mom had an emotional, confusing relationship with food, and I have the same thing. And I know you do, but almost like opposite mom-wise, whereas your mom was like very thin and crazy about it. So it's like we both have like weird. It's why we are the way we are with food. It's why we both had eating disorders, and now we both like cry, eat a slice of pizza at a Subway sandwich store, not the train.
Right.
We're eating. We're shoving the pizza in so fast so we can get a foot-long sub. But we don't want them to see us do it.
Well, you need an appetizer. First of all, just because you're eating on the cheap, right? If you're eating on a budget, that's one of the nice things. When you go to a fancy restaurant, they do like a 3-4-course meal. And sometimes when you're on a budget, you're like, I wish I could do that. Well, you can. Dollar slice of pizza. Bless you. Eat that.
I hope no one heard me sneeze. Ugh.
Well, I was saying bless you to the poor people that are doing pizzas. So
doing pizzas?
Doing pizzas.
I can't stop eating heroin and doing pizza.
Yeah, isn't that how everyone else eats? Was that Karen Carpenter's diet tip? She would just do pizza.
Yeah, that was...
You just fuck it.
Oh, I'm picturing like fucking pizza, injecting pizza, smoking pizza. Ooh, that sounds like a nice smoked mozzarella.
Mm, okay.
Hey, I was in New York for 5 days, guys.
I like a nice smoked mozzarella. Excuse me, do you have a straw for the pizza? Yeah. Just trust me.
How am I going to get all this grease in my body faster? I don't actually chew. I just want to suck up the grease so I can shit faster.
Yeah. I like to rub pizza in my gums. I like to like smoke mozzarella. It's right up in my gums.
Well, I can't snort pizza like I used to.
No. Well, because that's the thing. Dairy is not good for your sinuses. It creates mucus. I'm telling you.
Well, and I like a nice thin crust, which is hard to really chop up finely.
Yeah.
So a lot of nosebleeds, deviabid.
Deviabid. Here's
Yeah, I have a deviated septum.
This is the show I think we should pitch to Vice. Now...
We watched some TV.
We watched some TV together while
we won't
were...
name names, but we got some ideas.
We got some ideas. Now, Vice has got some real shitty programming. Here's the title is Deviation, and our character names are Donna Hugh and Femellin. And
I don't know why. Like, Femellin makes me very happy, and I don't know why.
It's so funny. And callers, call in if you think it's as funny as we do.
Nope, phone lines are not lighting up.
Oh, actually, the phones were just disconnected. And, someone from Pacific Bell is coming in to take away the phones. Pacific Bell, very Southern California.
I was going to be like, nice Pac Bell. Also, you didn't even say Pac Bell. You said Pacific Bell. Why am I sitting like this? My arm looks thin when I do this.
Yeah, it's a night. Yeah, where you prop your body up and you just jack your fucking shoulder muscle right into your neck.
Yeah.
That's relaxing. That's a relaxing way to say it.
That's the way I'm just always very tense.
Just ready to fight. Ready to pounce.
I'm always ready to throw bows.
Yeah, that show's a nightmare. And the two characters will be sentient microphones. What was that show?
I don't know.
That was, you guys, stop smoking weed because I got to tell you.
There is a show. Which I haven't, I've watched like a second of it, me and Preston, because I love Ancient Aliens. Do you know what show I'm about to mention?
No.
Okay, there's a show on Vice, Action Bronson, the rapper.
Never, I've seen it, never.
The big white dude covered in tattoos, like he's like a big dude.
I believe I watched it for max 3 minutes, and then I said.
Where they just, they literally smoke blunts and watch Ancient Aliens.
Oh,
like
my
him
God.
And like other rappers and like comedians and like regular ass people or whoever. They like come on and they just felt like just smoking weed and fucking watching Ancient Aliens and talking shit. And I'm like, God damn it. That's genius. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Well, that's essentially what we were doing in my apartment.
This is what I'm saying, though. Now, the way the world works, people watch anything. Social media has got us all fucked up. So people just want to watch other people doing, like, guys, you could smoke weed and watch Ancient Aliens and talk shit with your friends. I get it. My friends aren't hilarious rappers. But you can, I'm just saying, it's just a weird, it's like fucking Mystery Science Theater. I get, yeah, I guess I'm just being an old bitch. It's the same fucking thing as Mystery Science Theater. It's the same fucking thing. And I love that show. So I'm just being a fucking boring old oldie. It's like, these young kids, why are you playing Guitar Hero? You could just play the guitar.
Yeah.
You, be your own don't hero. Don't watch Action Bronson, smoke weed, and watch Ancient Aliens. Do it yourself.
Get high with yourself. Grab a friend.
Grab
some drugs.
God, I'm going to be a good mom. God, yeah, I am tired of you guys sitting in here watching people do drugs on the computer. Go outside and do drugs yourselves.
Right.
Jesus. Drugs, here's $100. How much do drugs cost now? It's 2053. I don't know. Your Aunt Wendy just sends me mushrooms in the mail. I don't know how much things cost.
Yeah, we just mail drugs to each other. Oh, my God. So this app that I figured out that, like, to get drugs, there's this... First of all, nothing's private. There's this app on the phone. So, and if you're a cop listening, this is a comedy show, so fucking relax.
If you're a cop listening, I think you should watch Vice, because there's a man named Action Bronson and friends. I think they're doing drugs.
Yeah.
Go to that studio.
And they're rappers.
Ooh.
Go get them, officer. That's the music of the year. But this app, it's called Signal, and apparently it's, like, supposed to be, like, super private messaging. And
no, it's not.
Okay.
Nothing's private. Everyone's stupid.
Nothing's private. There's no way. It's the fucking dumbest. They're like, downloads. This is, like, for it's, like, the dark web of apps. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not, because it's an app.
Yeah.
So, right there. If it's Apple knows how to get into it.
Yeah. If Apple's selling it to you, they probably can crack that code.
Here's the thing. It's not like the dark. If someone goes missing via that app, the cops will be able to get access and know exactly what's going on.
Correct. Well, and here's what. And here's what's.
God damn it, kids. So, get on the dark web. Get off your phones.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we had to order heroin from a guy in Marrakesh.
Yeah, you had to get it from far away. Or what you can do, the really, really old-fashioned way,
walk
is
out
to
front?
Walk in. Is what?
Just walk out in front of your house?
Yes. The really old-fashioned way is to go to, I know, two bars on my street, and you just walk around and find the shadiest looking person. Or, and this seems to be a trend specifically in New York, dudes wearing like lots of red, and it's not a gang thing, but I notice that dudes wearing like red hats, and I swear to God, this is not like a high person, like, finding this pattern. There are, you'll just go into like shitty bars.
Yes, I was when I found the pattern, but now. Right.
But now that I'm sober, it still kind of makes sense. But it's like, you'll go into a bar and there'll be a guy and he's wearing like lots of red, or like a red hat. I swear to Christ. And it's always, that person is always a drug dealer. You can just walk into a shitty bar, especially if you go into like a nice-ish neighborhood, find a shitty dive bar, walk in and find people gathered around one person, or find the one dude or chick, but mostly it's a dude in the bar who's not drinking and just seems to know everybody. That person will have drugs.
Well, yeah, that's an obvious.
So that's the old-timey way to get drugs without getting fucking caught by the internet police. And this is also, quick side note, something that is, I find interesting, that Apple, you can get download the Signal app, which is like specifically what it's for, because I've had a couple friends of mine on the, just yesterday, my buddy Sam, who's a comic here in New York, he's like, he's very funny. And he just sent me a text through Signal yesterday, and he wrote, sketchy, sketchy. It's like, so we just went back and forth, and like, everyone's on there. It's like just an app to use to get drugs, which that's what people know it's used for. Now, here's what's interesting. So you can get that on Apple. I got a notification a week and a half ago
that said your drugs are ready.
Yeah. Here's your order. Please give us a review. Send us a review. Was this person good or bad?
And they spelled Wendy with a Y.
Yep. That's my code name.
No one will ever figure it out.
Never. But Seeking Arrangements, that app is being discontinued because Apple says we are no longer supporting apps that connect wealthy and beautiful people. And I was like, can I speak to the manager? Because I'm neither. So can I still be on the app?
That's hilarious that they're getting rid of it.
Oh, yeah. Because it's this whole crackdown on like selectively what they can crack down on because, and I get it that it's under the guise of like sex trafficking, but that's not what's happening on that app. And so they're like, okay, the government's like, well, okay, we can find a way to monetize, we can make money off of drugs in some way, shape, or form, but they can't, but with sex work.
Until they make it fully legal, they can't make any money off of it.
Yeah, so they're like, we're just going to shut this whole thing down.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
I'm not surprised.
So.
Can I just tell you that I Googled a mom question? And I didn't even think it was a mom question until I saw other related searches. So I Googled, do drug dealers wear red? Nothing came up. But then related, and I didn't even think, I was like, that sounds like something an old. The theme of this episode is we love Karen Carpenter, and we're apparently we're not your moms anymore. We're your grandmas. So these are all questions that like boring fucking Midwestern housewives are asking. How to tell someone's dealing drugs? What do drug dealers look like? Signs of a drug dealer boyfriend.
Yes.
Signs of drug dealing neighbors. Like this is just like people. They're like, I think the neighbors are dealing drugs. Drug culture clothing brands.
Oh.
Clicking on that. Hello. Yeah.
We're going to teach you guys how to dress.
Cool. If you're not going to be Action Bronson smoking weed and watching Ancient Aliens, you can at least dress like him.
Correct. And if you get high enough, you can dress like him, get high with your friends, watch Ancient Aliens, record yourselves, and then just watch it back the next day.
Good idea. Oh, these are all stupid. It's just hoodies that say like Kush.
Okay. I want to know what the signs of a drug dealing boyfriend are. That to me sounds.
Oh, do I need to go back? God damn it.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just trying to help listeners.
Wendy, I do. Signs of a drug dealing boyfriend. See, we're just. Okay, the reason. So, this show is a lot of research, and we have to look a lot of stuff up for you guys. We don't want you. You're driving. I don't want you to have to Google signs of a drug dealer boyfriend.
No, you're doing
driving
that for you.
Focus. Focus. How I figured out I was dating a drug dealer. No.
Yes.
I accidentally dated a drug dealer. Okay.
Yeah.
He just always had cocaine. I just thought he was really cool. Oh, 10 things to consider before you date a drug dealer.
Okay. This is.
It's a job with long hours.
Oh, my God.
It takes a certain personality.
I mean,
you might have to explain it to your family. If you work in the real world, the hours will clash.
I like that these are this is the things to consider. Just like it's almost like they're describing like a banker or something. Someone that's you know what I mean? Nothing in there that like. He and you may be arrested and or killed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, depending on the level of drug dealing.
Yeah.
Like, is he like a good, is he good at his job? Ladies.
Hello. That would be the worst. A bad drug dealing boyfriend. I mean that actually is the one to get into because it would only last for like 5 to 6 months because he would for sure just get picked up.
Yeah. Or never get picked up. because he wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. Well, here's, and it's weird because, like, so there were a couple times where I can remember my former dealer, who is now the dealer for, again, this is going out to the public, but whatever. These are jokes. And I went to somebody's house and he showed up with some chick. He was like some chick he was dating at the time. And he was like, oh, I got to go meet some friends. And he just shows up and he's kind of this like thugged out dude and he's great and I love him. But he shows up with some chicks and like Russian chick to a 4-story penthouse in Flatiron. And goes up. I may edit this part out.
Nope.
But I remember he just shows up and he's just like, oh, I'm just going to like meet my friends. And he just shows up to like this super fancy building with like a bunch of older white men and younger white women. I'm not including myself in the younger category, by the way. I was the older white man. I was one of the older white men.
Yeah, one of the older white men.
And you just, everyone has to act like, oh no, we're all just buds. We're just hanging out and we just love to hug and handshake. We just, mostly what we do is hugs, handshakes for about 3 to 4 minutes and then we leave. That's our relationship.
Yeah, that's our relationship. Oh, that's like the amount of people when I did drugs where I'd just be like, and I did, like there was one guy particularly I did like we were friends. He was my drug, but like we were like friends. I had a lot of drugs in my house a couple of times because of him, because he was like, on the run, like a lot of drugs, like a lot of drugs.
Like how many?
Like a lot, like backpacks full of drugs.
Holy shit.
Like of like cocaine and meth and heroin. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, how old were you?
17. I had to go pick up a bunch of backpacks in a bush. Have we talked? I think we talked about this.
No.
He ditched his stuff in a bush by my high school and he called me. He was probably in his 30s. And it was like, if anyone saw us together, they'd be like, obviously this is a drug dealer, like drug user situation. But he was like actually cool. And he called me and he had ditched like 3 backpacks and he just picked up. And so I went, pulled over on the side of the road and I was a teen, luckily. So I went and I just picked up these backpacks and threw them in my car and drove home being like, fuck, 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 fuck. Which was like half a mile to my house, but I was so fucking scared because it was, I mean, like, it was literally like all the drugs. And I got home, I didn't even fucking like open anything. Like, I remember my boyfriend at the time was like, I didn't tell anybody. I told my boyfriend, he's like, oh, we should like take some stuff. And I'm like, ha, 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 no.
Yeah.
And then I didn't take anything and he knew that. And I got very handsomely rewarded for a very long time.
See?
That's honesty is the best policy.
That's the thing is, if you're honest and a good person and don't steal, you get rewarded.
With free sometimes, drugs.
Right.
With free sometimes methamphetamine and marijuana.
Sometimes it's good karma down the road, but other times it's drugs immediately.
Immediately. Other times it's immediate drugs and bad karma later.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Speaking of drugs. Look at that. Wendy, did you hear that transition?
Oh, I love that.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, did you hear
it? Oh, I got it. Did you guys check out that fucking...
We don't do fun drugs anymore. Well, no, I think we do like the funnest drugs.
I think so, too.
I think mushrooms and weed is the only thing I can do. Oh, I'm going to do mushrooms in Cleveland.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Someone who will honestly not be named who listens to the podcast...
Hello.
I mean, and maybe people, other people that listen will figure out who this person is that always has mushrooms and lives in Cleveland. So we're going to Develand.
Yes.
To see someone else. That's Jenny. We're going to see Jenny. Jenny's got mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's going to be real fun.
They honestly, that was the first time that I'd ever done them like to get to the point where we were giggling. Cause I had the little thing.
No, that was like the perfect amount.
Yeah. I did like a micro dose and it actually was really helpful, like in small, but I'm so afraid of, and as someone who used to put lots of cocaine in their body, with any other drug, I'm like, I don't know. This is scary. I feel like it makes me very nervous and uncomfortable because I don't know what's going to happen.
I could have done more and had fun. I could have done more and had fun. However, that being said, for the situation which we put ourselves in,
correct,
I was at maximum amount of drugs that could be in my body without fully losing my fucking mind. Because we went to the goddamn fucking bullshit Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, which I remember because we split a chocolate. We had a couple of drinks. I had two beers. Wendy had two glasses of wine. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we were fucked up and we were walking and my body started getting warm and I was like, oh, I'm like getting high. And then we like turned a corner and that's when I was like, oh, I'm on drugs. Like we turned a corner into just a wall of people. And I got this immediate feeling of like, this is literally the worst place I could be in the world right now. Like I just was like, why the fuck was it? Hey, you know, it'd be a good idea. Do a hallucinogenic drug. You know, the thing most people do like in nature, like in the woods or like the beach, do that and then go to the busiest city in the world the day after Christmas to see a world famous Christmas thing.
Yes.
Do you think there'll be a lot of people there?
Do you think there'll be a lot of people and or lights?
Yeah. Well, the light part was cool. I thought a streetlight was the moon.
Yeah.
Which that was fun. I stand by it. I think, you know what? That streetlight made a better moon than the moon that night.
Oh, for sure.
The streetlight was doing a way better job moonlighting as the moon.
Hello. Yeah, because I know people talk about like they see things dripping. So we weren't that, like at least for me, I wasn't that.
I've never was, like, done morphing. Drugs that did that. I've done fucking acid. I've done mushrooms. I've done a lot of cool. I'm a cool lady.
I don't know.
I've done a lot of cool things.
If you have any doubt, rewind a couple minutes to the time when I was 17 and I had backpacks of drugs in my bedroom. I was going to say house or apartment.
No.
But it was a bedroom. It was a bedroom. Because I was living with my parents.
My parents' house. I owned nothing.
I don't need to see shit drip.
I don't need to watch Action Bronson smoke weed or see things drip.
No.
I'm
just above already it. Cool.
But I think a pink elephant or whatever, like the bullshit, like on acid. You know, it's like when you're on acid and people like see shit. I've like seen like where like things like breathe with you, like trees breathe and ground breathes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like undulating kind of. But I've never seen like walls melt away. And I know like people say they have, which like it was very cool. I've done lots of drugs at a given time being like, I sure hope that happens. It's never happened. I just don't think it does. For me,
yeah.
Personally, I can't see walls drip blood. For me.
Yeah. No, that's just me. And I'm not saying if you want to see walls drip blood, good for you.
I would love to see walls drip blood. I love horror movies. You kidding me? Ugh. Dream come true.
I would not like that. I do not have any desire. I don't know. I mean, I think people that have listened to the podcast for a little while or anyone that's spent more than 3 hours with me, because that's usually when my fucking natural dopamine levels drop. After like 3 hours, I tend to lose my shit no matter where I am, fully sober. I'm already at like a heightened level of everything. If I'm happy, it's the happiest I've ever been. When I get a little bit sad, it's like I have a fucking breakdown. This happens daily. It's called unmedicated bipolar. I'm aware. So like if I stay up for 2 minutes, if I like don't get enough sleep, I see shit moving and like I that already happens. So I don't need to be like, I want to, you know, see my cat stand up and talk and put on a tie and get ready to go to work.
Why don't you want to see that? Because I do.
Now, as soon as I said that, I was like,
you
that's a bad
idiot.
Example.
That's like the best. The best example of the best thing to see.
Actually, now that I say it, that would be like, pretty.
What's
awesome.
Your dream, Wendy? What's your greatest dream in life? That would be your answer.
Yeah.
Sebastian's, oh my, you're married. New, oh my God, sitcom. New sitcom idea. So it's like a 1950s, like I Love Lucy situation. Your stay-at-home wife, Sebastian's hardworking immigrant man. Because he has that cat accent. We talked about this before. If you move to this country, speak the language. Speak cat, you know?
Right.
The national language. Feline.
Well, we all know Sebastian speaks Spanish. So it would be a very I Love Lucy situation.
Yeah, because it would be a cat accent. Mm-hmm. With a little bit of like a little Ricky Ricardo in there.
Yeah.
But also like some like New York, like just for good measure. So it's going to be a very confusing accent to follow.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Here's the name of the show. You know, the classic cartoon, the story, whatever, Puss in Boots, that was voiced by Antonio Banderas.
I hate that so much.
Because
so the face so with it.
So instead of Puss in Boots, because he's a businessman, it's Puss in Suits. Done. That's the show.
Also voiced by Antonio Banderas.
Well, it's not voice. It's going to be Chris Kattan doing Antonio Banderas.
And he's also in, well, the great movie Cats just came out.
Yes.
A hit at the box office and in our hearts. Not even talk about it. Don't, whatever. But that's how we'll do it.
Yes.
We have the technology to make Chris Kattan and Sebastian. We'll just morph their bodies together. By technology, right, I do not mean CGI. I mean in a lab with a scientist, Chris Kattan, Sebastian, together as one.
We mean gene splicing.
They both
not
need
CGI.
The work. They both need the work. And I mean like working. I mean like physically. I mean they both physically need work done. And this is the solution.
This is the perfect. And they kind of resemble each other. I can already see this working out. I will say Sebastian is taller and leaner than Chris Kattan.
Okay. I don't want to speak ill of your partner in life, your husband, your son, your cat, my
For
former
cat,
roommate. He is not that svelte.
But he's tall. He's tall for a cat. He has a belly.
He has a little dangly belly. He has that dangly indoor cat belly.
I know.
It's a little close to the ground. I love a dad bod. I love a dad bod on a cat bod.
Who doesn't love a cat dad bod? Give it to us.
No, like for us to have. Can we have that body type?
That's, well, you know, if we spent a few more days together, we could probably make that happen.
Oh, more meatballs, please.
Do you know what I had last night for dinner?
The rest of the food in the apartment?
You got it, sister. I wonder why I woke up in a full emotional tailspin. I slept for 9 hours, and here's what I ate right before I fell asleep. And I ate for 3 hours pretty much consistently.
That's what I would have done if you left and I was there with all that food. I'd be like, well, just going to turn on murder shows and probably eat this $80 worth of food in my apartment.
Well, you know, I was like, I'm sad. Let me, you know, it's one of those things where like, you know, I'm like, I'm sad. Let me get rid of these memories so I don't wake up sad and I can just go back to my former life of being alone and not having food in the house. And so I ate all the leftovers, mixed them all together. I ate some and then I did some. So I had to like, I couldn't, because those pecans, there were a lot of pecans in that bag. I couldn't eat those all. I did have to smoke some of them.
Well, yeah, and that's why we had to start late, because you'd shoved so many in your ass. You were trying to get, that's why you had to take so many shits this morning. Because when you shit a pecan, they come out individually.
Yep, like little deer poops.
Or cocaine poops.
Yeah, that's is like diarrhea. I mean, I really don't. It's interesting because with mushrooms, because it gives you like an up feeling and to be giggly and have fun.
Oh, we need to apologize. So we tried to go to one fancy place and we couldn't get in. So we went to another fancy place that was totally empty and great. I want to apologize to the people of the City Grill or Capitol Grill. What is it?
Yes. Now, when we say fancy, but it's like corporate fancy. So it's fun. That's why it's okay. That's why they put up with our shit. This was not one of those like fancy, New York places where, like, it's the only one of a kind. They're in the city, individually owned. This is the Capitol Grill.
Well, we tried. We couldn't get into any of those places. That was
right.
That was the problem. We were not being considerate. We were just like, this is the only fucking place that'll let us in. So,
but yeah, it was very nice.
We were walking by establishments like homeless, like British orphans, like little British orphans, like, is there any room here?
We were just, also, let me describe how we were dressed, which I wore, like, Wendy met me out.
Yeah.
After I went out all day, I felt very cute. Like, I was wearing, like, this was an outfit I just need people to know I put together sober in the morning. Yes. And then when we were high on drugs, I was like, oh, we look very much on drugs just based on what we were wearing.
We look.
So I'm wearing.
We look on drugs and ladies of the night.
And too old for either of those things.
Yeah. Like, I should.
We look way too old to be either a whore or on drugs or wearing what we were wearing.
It looked like we were just like, all right, we both just killed our kids in a bathtub.
Let's do their mushrooms we found in their top drawer. Okay.
Take their clothes and go out for the night.
I was wearing Vans high tops, tights, because it's cold, like a tight black skirt, a checkered sweater, like a third wave ska, 1990s, real big fish. I have a fucking Dickies on my bottom.
Yeah.
Checkered sweater. Tight checkered sweater.
But I just want to describe. So it's not a sweater like a
pullover. It was like a tight pullover. So my tits look fitted, killer.
It's very cute. It's like a fitted, cropped, like, it's cute.
Yes.
Long sleeve.
Yeah. So that, and then over that, a pink divine, as in the drag queen, the dead overweight drag queen shirt over that. That was my outfit. Wendy looked nice.
You did. You looked.
I'm going to.
We
First
were of
both,
all, there okay,
are that's a loud outfit, which I didn't even, and I literally in the morning got dressed and I was like, oh, this looks cute. I look cute. And then the second I was on drugs, I was like, oh, I look like I'm a teenager on drugs in what I'm wearing.
It's a cute outfit, though. Well, that's the thing is, here's the thing. This is one of the beautiful things about if you're like, when your life's together and you're living on the grid and you've got everything. And we were talking about this with doing drugs and like fucking around. You can either do it when you're really young, or once you're like established and like over 55, 60, and you're like, look, I've worked, I've made my money, I've been a good citizen, I'm everything settled in, so now I'm gonna like dress like an asshole. And like when I was in New Orleans and I had a great time, the person that I went there with, he is older and he was walking around, may or may not have had drugs on his person, and he was wearing a very loud holiday themed blazer. That's like, I mean, this over the top loud, but like you either wear that when you're a child and you're like, oh, that kid's dumb. They just pick out whatever they want. Or you're older and they're like, well, they've already put their work and their time in on the planet. They can dress like a fucking asshole and walk around with drugs on them and in them. We are at that middle ground where none of those things are okay.
Nope.
Or you could be fully, fully sober and be like, we're choosing to dress like this because it's fun. And that's okay. So we were in the wrong on all counts.
Yeah, all counts. Also, there is no proof Wendy and I were actually together in New York. We did not take a single picture.
No.
Of the two of us together.
Because we were too busy having fun.
We're too busy ruining other people's Christmas day afters, Christmas after days, whatever the fuck we called it.
Yeah. Well, we're very good dressers. And well, before we go on Christmas day, we looked very cute.
We did.
Because we took the ribbons, and we talked about this on the other episode, off of the tree and made bracelets and necklaces mm-hmm. and stuff out of them. And that was cute. But we also, we were sober when we did that. But again, if you're sober when you're doing that and you're not on drugs, people look at you and you can be like, yeah, we know, but like, we're not on drugs, so we're just being cute.
Yeah.
But when you're on drugs, there's an added layer of you walk out in public and you're like, everybody knows.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck are you?
So I was wearing, and there's a picture on Instagram. So I think we both looked cute for daytime, hanging out.
Like being fun. Like, we're just fun. We're just a couple of fun, sober ladies.
Right. We're just being fun, and this is cute for us. Now, I was wearing jeans, the ripped jeans, and there's like latex kind of like rain boots that also could be like fun on the go dominatrix boots. Like, look, I got a lot of walking to do, and I also got to stomp on some rich guy's balls. That's what they look like.
Multitasking. They're multitasking boots.
So they're shiny latex boots, which is already like kind of over the top, and then a tank top that is, I believe, from the 90s. So it's not like a nice tank top.
Which, guys, go back and listen earlier. We love the 90s. We're just like that VH1 show. This episode, very 90s-centric in clothing and references and daytime TV.
Yeah. Now, that tank top, I will tell you, is not an actual tank top. It's a hand-me-down. And I remember when I got this... This is a hand-me-down tank top that I wore from my mother that she gave to me after she got breast implants. And it's like supposed to be an undergarment shirt because it has like one of the, like a built-in bra, but it's supposed to be like, it's specifically, it's like a Robinson's May, like, ooh, sexy nighttime
Robinson's
tank top.
Robinson's May, hello.
Yeah, throwback.
Wow.
And she, you want to talk about body issues from our sweet mothers, my mom gave me this tank top. I remember this after she got breast implants and she was like, here, this doesn't fit me anymore. It'll probably fit you. And gave it to me along with her Victoria's Secret push-up bras. And I believe I was 15.
Oh, good.
This will fit you and your gross small tits.
Yeah, this will fit you and your lack of tits.
So that's
Are you eating bread?
You fat bitch. You better hope that goes to your tits. Probably going to go. That's why you have such a cat dad bod.
It all goes to your 8 nipples on your belly.
What? So I was wearing that tank top and then a long duster coat that is, I believe, like an XL size. But I'm wearing it because my niece, when she was 3 and a half, picked it out for me.
It's
when I was visiting California.
Sparkles. Yeah. The whole thing is just gold sparkles.
It's a gold sparkly coat that my niece was like, Aunt Wendy, you should get this one. And I was like, okay. And I got it and I've worn it twice before. Once to dance around the living room with my niece. And the second time I wore it was to Glamour Puss when I was in character as a hooker.
I mean, but really, you were in character as a hooker Christmas after day. So
I know. Those are the only two. So now the third time I've worn it was when I was out with you on Christmas
mushrooms,
after day.
Ruining people's lives. Because we were there. We were at that bar for like an hour and a half? Not even.
Yeah. Yeah, I would guess an hour and a half.
We didn't even finish our drinks. We were just like,
no,
not able to breathe laughing.
Correct.
We got oysters and tuna, which multiple people were like, oysters on mushrooms, brave choice. Which, like, I was like, oh, because people think when you eat mushrooms, you get very nauseous, which that does have, like, a lot of people throw up on mushrooms because you're eating fucking fungus that grew on shit and is so poisonous for you. It's fun. So, yeah, you might feel a little queasy. But so I was like, people are saying this because they're like, oh, like oysters, queasy stomach, oysters make people queasy, whatever. But I told Wendy and Wendy was like, well, is it like, does it do like some weird, is it going to like poison us? Like, does it do like a weird, she's like, should we Google it? And I was like, I don't think it's going to make like a weird chemical reaction. I think people are just like, but that would have been great if people are like, no.
It makes you even higher.
Everyone knows, never mix oysters and mushrooms. Like oyster mushrooms? But
yeah,
those are so good.
They're so delicious and it's tiny. I love them.
Yeah, that's that's why I was thinking. I was like, if we eat the mushrooms and the oysters, we can grow our own. That's how you make oyster mushrooms.
Right. And exactly.
In your tummy.
Right. In your tummy. And then it's nice because then that would probably, if you're growing a little patch of oyster mushrooms in your belly, a patch, is that what they're called?
Yes. Better than package. I thought you said package at first. So Wendy thinks that all produce is grown in the bag you buy it in.
Yeah. It's in plastic.
Yeah.
Now that's a good dieting tip.
Oh, that is. Eat. Don't take your produce out of the packaging.
Right. And then just put it in there, and then you start to grow shit in your stomach, and then there's no room for regular food.
Yes.
Vegetables are fiber. At some point, you got to shit that stuff out.
Speaking of shit, I got to shit right now. Talking about all this, remembering about eating oysters and mushrooms and tuna. That was not tuna. That was not good tuna.
No.
I call that out. For fancy chain place, it was dyed fish. Not
yes,
dead
oh,
fish.
For sure.
It was dyed. It was colored.
Is this fish dyed? I don't want any live fish. I want to make sure this
colored fish is it? Like, whoa, man. Whoa.
Excuse me. Hello.
See, we're your grandma. We are your grandmas. We're prejudiced against colored fish.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of those things where it's like the cheaper fish and they just inject
yes.
it with a hot pink dye.
That's what it was. I swear to God. You could fucking tell. It was all like perfectly, yeah. And the texture was funky. Oh, we still fucking ate all of it. Don't, calm down.
We ate all of it. We go
it's not
back
like we
and
didn't eat it.
They're like, these two hookers, they probably have the real stuff back there, but they're like, these fucking... Oh. High prostitutes.
It was
watermelon.
Probably
just like it was just like cube jello. You know what it was? It was those fucking mango cheddar now and later.
Oh my god!
That you brought.
You have to. I. We didn't take a pic. Did we? I don't think we took a picture of them.
Oh, I still have all four of them left. They're safed in my freezer right now. I want
oh,
you to know.
Thank
I moved them
god for when I come back.
Yeah, so they'll still be good.
Yeah,
I don't want them to go bad.
I found mango cheddar now and later. Is it a bodega? Only in New York. They do like you. That's like a cheese. Like I think Trader Joe's has like a mango habanero cheddar.
I'm sure they do.
I swear
we'll
to God.
Walk in. Do you have mango cheddar? They're like, are you talking about Manchego? You fucking idiots. Y'all got that aged mango cheddar?
That's what we do next time. We go, first of all, now we have to go to the Capitol Grill every time I'm in town.
Yes.
That one specifically. Sit at the bar, get a drink. Well, just till we get picked up. Just till we make a little fucking money.
Yeah. I mean, this is why, not that we are so great that we need a camera crew following us around, but this is an example of like, we kind of do need someone to just follow us around. Next time you come to New York, we'll have Kessler do it.
I was going
to
say Kessler Evan Kessler.
Or we know enough people even here with cameras that we could be like, look, here's some money. And I know this is dumb, but like, can you just follow us with cameras? And it may be interesting to only us, but this is not like, we were so high that we were imagining it, because we weren't that fucked up. We just were giggling a lot.
No,
like
just, everything's funny. Well, that's what we also laughed like that the next night,
right,
till 4 in the morning. But it wasn't as fun because we weren't on drugs in a public setting.
We were
actively ruining people's nights out with their loved ones.
And we're at Capitol Grill. So here's the thing with this bar. So in the restaurant, it was the only place that had space at the bar. And by space at the bar, I mean the bar was pretty much empty except
yes.
for like two guys at the end. So there are people sitting at the table.
That were waiting for attractive prostitutes to walk in. And then we walked in and they're like, well, fuck.
For sure. They were just there. We walk in and there were people sitting at the tables around the bar, but just sat. And Megan and I saddled up to the center of the bar. Mm-hmm. Laughing like idiots, taking off our coats. Neither of us had brushed our hair, I think, all day.
Oh, and I've been wearing a beanie.
Yeah, same here. And so we're like, we should take our hats off because we're inside. And
all
then
my
it was
makeup
like,
was now gone.
It's one of those things where you're like, This is a real Sophie's choice. Do we leave the hat on and look like vagrants around a trash can fire? Or do we take our hats off and look like vagrants sitting around a trash can fire?
Yeah, exactly. Which one do we do?
Oh. Yeah, it was. I'm shocked that they didn't kick us out.
I'm surprised at least no one came over to like say something to us.
Yeah, and be like, please be quiet.
And then we would have just laughed really hard and had to leave.
I mean, so that's what we did when we bummed everybody out. But here's the thing with mushrooms that I do, and if we cannot stress this enough, first of all, drugs are bad.
Yes.
Alcohol is not, none of that stuff is good for you. Don't do it. If you are going to do it, the key I think is start early in the day.
Yes.
So you can be done and in bed
by 10. Like,
yeah, 10 is ideal.
We were in bed eating tuna sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, I think it was like because the food got here kind of late. But so we were in, we were.
It was like home. 11.
Yeah.
We I were took a huge shit.
By, yeah.
That's why we went home. We were going to go get a drink somewhere. And then I was like, I have to take a huge shit.
No,
so big, I need to go to your apartment. I should have mixed those oysters with the mushrooms.
Hold on. I got a packet of oyster mushrooms about ready to check out of this grocery store, if you know what I'm saying.
Ready for the shelves.
What? Excuse me? Let's get these things on the loading truck, if you know what I mean. I don't know what you mean.
No, I don't. I don't. That doesn't make any sense, ma'am.
That analogy is very misguided.
Ma'am, you've been in the hospital for 6 months. The other prostitute you were with at the bar stabbed you and stole your wallet.
You've been hallucinating talking about a weird grocery store in your body. We are confused. Look, we gotta... The only name you've given us, and we can't find any record of you. Are you sure your last name is Hugh? You're giving us...
We've reached out to Femellin, and she will not get back to us.
There's no record of a Donahue anywhere in New York City, or St. Louis for that matter. And if we're being honest, not even Los Angeles. We're not sure where you're from.
We're not sure who you are. I'm Googling Donahue.
Do it. But yeah, so we came back because Megan had to shit. And we were back here at right before 10 o'clock at night. Because I remember being like, what?
This isn't a joke.
Okay.
There is a Donna Rice Hughes. It's Hughes, not Hugh.
Okay. Her middle name's Mom? Rice?
Yes. Well, I'm assuming that's her maiden name.
No, that's going to be her middle name. As far as we're concerned.
It's her middle name. That's my middle name is actually Rice.
Yeah. My full name is Donna Mushroom Hugh.
Donna Rice is married to Jack Hughes.
Interesting.
This is very interesting.
Now, who the fuck is this bitch?
Monkey business photo.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't.
She's monkey like very business wealthy. Photo?
That's what.
Monkey business?
Like our monkey minds.
I know.
Monkey
I was
business,
say,
monkey minds. What is happening?
Is Donna Rice Hughes the voice
Me?
Of you and of the meditation app? Is she yes. the way? Because
others don't get it. Oh, she was on the lap of some guy running for president in 87.
What a slut.
Oh, I want to see this photo. Oh, Monkey Business was the name of the yacht they were on.
Of course it was. And Monkey Mind, let me just say this because nobody listening is, no one's going to understand the Monkey Mind reference. So that is on the Patreon. Megan and I meditated together the last night that she was here. And it was instead of we woke up and this was after we stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning the night before giggling, sober, just stayed up giggling.
Stone cold sober.
We got up and we got bagels and we were going to go. I was going to take it. We were going to each take naps and then do like go for a walk and go to the gym. That was the plan. And then we were going to go out to see Christina open for Dave Attell. That was the plan. Megan's last night here. So that was the, but instead we got bagels and then we're like, you know what? Fuck naps. Fuck exercise. Oh, let's walk around.
Yeah.
And so we walked around, had a couple drinks, came back, and in lieu of a nap, we decided to videotape ourselves meditating for
we did 10 minutes. We worked. The whole
thing
was a work trip. I really should have used my business credit card.
I know. So that's what we did instead. And the meditation that we chose was called Monkey Mind. So that's the long, boring story of that reference that nobody got.
Yep. Well, you know what? Join the Patreon. You see, guys, that's the type of content you are missing by not joining the Patreon.
It's us overly tired.
Sleeping. Videos of us sleeping. How dumb do you feel now? I bet pretty stupid.
Right?
Yeah. Saving that $5 a month on what? A coffee? That's what we need to fucking steal the Blue Apron for the price of a cup of coffee.
You could watch us
sleep.
And, well, I don't want to be like overly tempting here, but Megan was wearing tights.
You could see my pussy. Yeah,
for sure.
Now will you pay for the Patreon?
Yep. It's us laying down.
Why don't we just pop a tit out every, like, we just do regular videos? Because, like, whores have, I mean that in a kind way. I don't mean it negatively at all. I'm a whore. Some of my best friends are whores.
Yeah.
One specifically I'm looking at right now.
Right. Some of my best personalities are whores.
But because some whores do that where they have their Patreons and you get to see, like, their pussies and stuff, right?
Can I tell you that? That's what most of these fucking hookers are doing. And by hookers, I mean female comedians.
Yes, exactly. Why can't we just pop one out?
Look. I can see your tits.
That's just the top half. There's a whole other bottom half if you pay for the Patreon.
The top half. Look, we'll do the top half of our
bottom
tits.
Half, middle part.
We will show you our upper titty and our lower back pussy on the Patreon.
I'll show you the skin tag on my inner thigh from my thighs rubbing together. These are what you get to see if you just join the Patreon.
Can I tell you?
I think we should start showing our tits on the Patreon. If we get 50 more patrons, we're going to show our tits on the Patreon.
You know what we could do? And we may not do this, but I mean, also, we might. This is like the bagel thing. Just stay up an extra hour till 5 in the morning and go get bagels.
Explain.
So it's like we're joking about showing our tits for a higher tier on Patreon, but are we? Look, I see this. So on Twitter, like, because Instagram, they block all the sexual content, but on Twitter, and I was like, these people are fucking genius. Or are they underselling themselves? There'll be Twitter accounts. I follow some sex worker Twitter accounts, and they post full pictures of them just like fingering their pussies, like videos on Twitter. And Twitter does not ban it. That's allowed. That's fully allowed on Twitter. And if you look like in their profile, you know, where we have stupid shit like, ooh, this is where you can find, you know, the podcast. This is where you can, you know, you can buy baked goods. We have links like that on our social media.
Idiots.
Like dumb assholes. These chicks, it says, it's like, it has pricing for like photos of private DMs of photos and like video chats and like their fucking rates for prostitution, which is genius. And that's all up on the internet. Like that's
$50 for a picture of the skin tag on my inner thigh.
You could get that. You could get that. I bet I'm sure I would guess at least 5 people listening to this will send you $50 for a picture.
That'd
be
great. That's $250. That's a flight back to New York.
Perfect.
where we'll we do can a take photo more shoot. Movies.
Of my a skin photo tag. Shoot. I've got that fancy ring light, which is, I feel like.
I bet that'll really make my skin tag look beautiful.
We can do it in a warm light and a cool light.
Oh, it's good to know the exact moment it took a turn. You know what I mean? Like, it's really good to know that like, we'll be able to, like, pinpoint when right. we rocketed to the stars. So when did the podcast really take off? When we started saying we'd send pictures of our body to people for money. That's really when we first started seeing success.
See, and that's the thing. A lot of these podcasts, and these people are friends, and we love them. You know, a lot of sex podcasts are very popular, and people will ask me a lot of times, so what do you talk about, like, when I do other shows? So, you know, like, because I'll go on other, when I do other shows, people, they want to talk about the sugar daddy thing, and the panties thing, and so they're like, so on your podcast, and because the name is Pussy Fart Gang, they go, so what do you and Megan talk about? Is it a lot of sex stuff? And I'm like, no, not really. We don't talk about sex, but
talk about those parts.
We do talk about those parts. Body parts. We're saving time. Look, we got a lot of shit to do. Yeah.
We have to combine words. Parts.
Do you want we send us money, we'll send you photos of our barts.
We're talking upper barts, lower barts, inner barts, outer barts. See, guys, not on mushrooms.
Right. Or smoking weed.
Are you laughing this hard? Probably not. Gosh, nope, why are we not a five-star podcast anymore?
Were we ever? Oh, God. We got to start selling these barts. Photos of barts. Videos of barts.
We're going to get... The Simpsons lawyers are going to contact us and be like, okay.
I'll send you Bart audio.
Oh, what was...
Oh, like our barts don't make sounds. Let's not pretend. We're like...
I'm sorry. I didn't realize...
And I'm not talking about our face barts. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about our bottom back barts.
Hello. Join the Patreon for exclusive bottom back bart audio.
We have to cut it there. We have to. That's like the last. That's exactly where the cut's happening. That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fall.